and calling our ancestors
Blog
in.
Talk Radio.
Play music.
And has let us run some people for God.
Hey!
From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Hey!
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Lift your heart to rise and shine.
Wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Hey!
Welcome, everybody, to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm Beata, your host for tonight, and I have had a wonderful, wonderful journey the last 2 weeks of helping monitor the trucks that are lifting up debris and branches and leaves from Hurricane Ian. I took advantage of an opportunity to work in the Lakeland area of Florida, about an hour away from my home, to follow a truck around every day for 12 hours and monitor their activity as they picked up leaves and branches and put them in a truck and hauled them away. And I got blessed in so many ways. Number one, I got closer to trees because I had all this time to waste or to take advantage of. When the truck went to dump the load, I had time to wait for them to come back. So I spent a lot of time with trees, hugging trees, sitting under trees, running to the bathroom and getting bathroom breaks and coming back. But on the 10th day of my journey, I had a most unusual experience. And I don't believe in coincidences. So I took this as a message from the Most High, from the universe, to pay attention. So on the 10th day of my job as a monitor, following trucks around for 12 hours, I found myself in a golf club community. They had all the piles of branches, and the truck had to pick them up and take them away. So when the truck left for a break or to dump the contents of his truck, I sat under a tree, and one of the workers at the golf club community said, "You don't have to sit under the tree. You can go over there to the country club. They got a nice restaurant over there." And I thought, oh, okay, well, I could take a bathroom break and go to the country club. So I did. I walked over to the country club, found a nice marble top bathroom, different from the other bathrooms I'd been using for the last 10 days. 7-Eleven bathroom. I would just go to bathroom wherever I could, Publix, supermarket bathroom. This day, I was invited to go to the clubhouse and enjoy the restaurant. And I had a 2-hour break at that day too. So I go to this clubhouse restaurant, go to the bathroom, and they got a bar set up where you can eat lunch, you can order, and 4 TV screens above me. Ah, I said, I'm going to just take full advantage of this. I got a 2-hour paid break. I'm going to sit here at the bar and eat lunch. So I ordered a flatbread pizza, which was delicious, and a carrot cake. So I look up to the screens. There's 4 screens, and the one right in front of me was playing ESPN. ESPN. I thought, wow, that's interesting. And I started to watch the ESPN broadcast. I hope everybody can hear me. Can everybody hear me? Let me see. I have Naima Latif, your hand is up. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. I have a feeling we have a sound problem. Okay, let's see. Maybe she's busy, though. Let me see.
Am I still unmuted?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I'm waiting on the story. Yeah.
Okay.
And you hear what happened?
Okay.
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Okay,
yeah, I was
great.
On mute because I'm.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sister. My executive producer is standing by in the Female Solution Studio. So I look up and there's ESPN News. I'm thinking, okay, this is no coincidence with all the conversation going on around Kyrie Irving. I find myself sitting in front of a TV screen for the first time in like 10 days on the job. So this, I want to play for you what I was watching, because I couldn't hear what they were saying, but they were the words of the conversation, the debate were on the screen. So let me just play for you what I was watching as I sat at the bar, and no coincidences. This is what I heard, and this is the reason we're going to talk a little bit about the $40 million slaves. Here we go. This is what I was watching when I looked up at the screen coincidentally that
I'm
day.
I'm in a unique position to have a level of influence on my community. And what I post does not mean that I support everything that's being said or everything that's being done or I'm campaigning for anything. All I do is post things for my people and my community and those that it's actually going to impact. Anybody else that has criticism, it obviously wasn't meant for them. I'm no different than the next human being, so don't treat me any different. You guys come in here and make up this powerful influence I have over top of the adultery of, oh, you cannot post that. Why not?
why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me in front of the
title? People are going to say that you are promoting.
Yeah, I put it out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
You put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my
stuff is not. So let's move on.
Anti-Semitic.
Let's move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing that.
Another
You're
human
free
being.
To post
I can
what,
post whatever I want. So say that and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by
I don't have to understand anything from you.
But it's not me.
Nothing.
By
no people that you're making up, bro. Move on.
But by posting.
Move
what
on.
You
next
did,
question.
Anybody
do you guys have any more questions
and
for
they're gonna say
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is
gonna
be a
beliefs.
Clip. This is gonna be a clip that he's gonna marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
Oh, this is another answering your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
That exchange with Nick Friedel the other night after the game, and look, if he keeps making a big thing out of the word promotion, that is promotion. If on your social media you say, boom, here's a link to this, that tells me, hey, you should watch this. Correct? He's got 17 million Instagram followers, another 5 million or so on Twitter. You're all over social media. Do you ever put something out there, Shaq, that does not represent something that you feel?
I was probably one of the first guys on Twitter, and when I realized the power it had, I knew I had to be very responsible. Followers, platform, whatever you call it, I knew I had to be responsible. I try to make people happy. I try to make people smile. My formula has always been the same, 60% to make you laugh, 30% to inspire you, and 10% whatever I'm selling. You have to be aware of what you're doing. And you have to be aware that sometimes when you put stuff out, not everybody's going to like it. Some people are conscious, some people are not. I could tell he's not conscious. He doesn't really care what's going on. But us, I know that you know, the game that we used to love and we promote, it brings people together. And it hurts me sometimes when we have to sit up here to talk about stuff that divides the game. Now we got to answer for what this idiot has done. I stand for equality of all people. I've always been like that. Don't matter what religion, don't matter where you're from. I can say shalom, salam aleikum, ni hao, say bon, because that's how I was raised. So I don't really want to sit up here and answer questions for what he's done. You know, if you're looking at me, it's my job to make people happy. I can't speak for him and, you know, answer for you know, what he's doing. It's obviously by his answers and the way he answers, he doesn't really care.
Chuck, I think the NBA dropped the ball.
In what way?
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adam should have suspended him. First of all, Adam's Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. If you're going to insult me, you have the right. But I have the right to say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million and insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made home.
Okay, that was the moment when Mr. Charles Barkley said, you can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. That was the moment I was like, whoa, wow. When I hear $40 million twice, of course I thought about this book, The $40 Million Slaves, which I'm holding up on Facebook Live. $40 Million Slave by William Roden. Now, William Roden happens to be a man I know who was my dad's student. My dad here coached a high school football team, and Bill Roden, who wrote $40 Million Slaves book, was my dad's student. He was spoke at my dad's funeral. So when I hear $40 Million Slaves twice, it got my full attention. I thought, whoa, the Most High has put me in this seat to hear that message at this moment. Because after that debate, that discussion about this beautiful soul, Kyrie Irving, who is being discussed over and over again this past week, and now he's been suspended for an indefinite amount of time, and he can't play basketball, what he loves to do. So when I heard 40 million, I said, okay, what does that mean, Most High? I'm talking to my Heavenly Father at this point, like, why am I sitting here at this moment, and what do you need me to know about $40 million slaves? Well, of course, the documentary, the book that he's talking about that he posted is called Hebrews to Negroes. Hebrews to Negroes. I read this part of this book at a friend's house not long ago, but the information in Hebrews to Negroes is rather fresh in my memory, I guess, because this is knowledge I've known for 30 years, information that's not new to me, and a large group of men and women who have been in the Hebrew Israelite community. This is information or knowledge that many of us studied for many years about. In fact, one of the key things about the Hebrews to Negroes is about the information you learn about the Khazars. The Khazars were a group of people in Europe in ancient times, really, 760 AD, I think it is. There is tons and tons of information about the Khazars or Khazars on the internet, debates about who they were and how they converted. The Khazars converted to Judaism. Now, that's what's part of the documentary called Hebrews to Negroes. But the media has gone DEFCON 1 on anybody and everybody who would dare to hint at a true statement that those people over there in Israel are not the real Hebraic biblical characters spoken about. Those people over there are not the original Abraham, Isaac covenant makers that the Bible talks about. In fact, what you find in a lot of information and history books, not just Hebrews to Negroes, is that the Ashkenazi Jews and the Sephardic Jews are actually from Europe, not originally Middle Eastern biblical people. So this is what's coming out since the tweet by Ye about DEFCON on the Jewish people, DEFCON 3, he meant DEF, D-E-F, Defensive Conditional Maneuvering. That's what DEFCON stands for. So we are going to talk about tonight, I want your opinion tonight on how you see DEFCON 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and is there guilt by association, because Kyrie is being accused of guilty anti-Semitic because of his association with the documentary Hebrews to Negro, which, as I said, is a lot of biblical truth. In that documentary, in that book, there's just a lot of truth in that's documented, that's pulled out of the Bible. Now, you could debate and argue about, well, is that all the stuff they pull out of the Bible, they're just putting it on certain people, blah, blah, blah. But the bigger question, why I was sitting at that bar watching that debate, watching that discussion, is what is truth? What is the truth? And why are we being observing two men who have millions of followers to apologize for their truth? Well, they're being asked to apologize because they're on a plantation. Could that be the reason? These are the $40 million slaves. So I want to play what they're asking Kyrie to do, the six demands that they want from this person before he can get his job back on the plantation, $40 million job, the slave job. And as much as I agree with many of the things in this documentary, in this book, because I've studied it. I've read it. I've studied it for many, many years. I'd say 30 years of studying about the Ashkenazi Jews, the Sephardic Jews, and the Hebrew Israelites and being in that community and just being Hebrew students. That has been my position, my role, my learning experience for the past 30 years or more of studying the Bible, for one, studying Hebrew, and studying the positions in this earth today, what we would call Ashkenazi Jews, Sephardic Jews, and then even looking at Native Americans, the role they have played. Many of us have been studying for years. So the fact that I was placed in that bar, or in that clubhouse, watching that debate, watching that discussion, after hearing Kyrie, 30-year-old, he's not a millennial. I think he's in the other generation. But this generation is courageous. Unfortunately, they're still on the plantation. So these are the demands that are being placed on Kyrie if he wants his job back on the plantation.
Here go ye. He stand up. We all saying, yeah, he right. But boy, when they grab that baddest, that's always been a tactic. You take the baddest, bring him out in front of all the slaves, and you tie him up, and you whoop him, and you whoop him, and you whoop him, and you keep whooping him in front of all these slaves. This y'all baddest one, y'all richest one, he gonna stand up to us, and we all sit there and watch. Don't nobody join in. No celebrity, no entertainer. Jay-Z punk ass turned on him. They whooping, they putting them lashes on his back. Then he find out, Toby, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm sorry. They still whooping him, I'm sorry. Don't stop whooping him. And we ain't said that's enough. We ain't stood up and said, fuck y'all, that's enough. We ain't playing no more basketball.
Today from Adam Silver. I'm disappointed that he has not offered an unqualified apology.
I didn't hear I'm sorry.
Yep.
What I said yesterday, I said, Skip, I'm looking at his statement. Where's the I'm sorry?
He's enlightening a whole bunch of people on how to lose money. You missed out on a four-year, $212 million extension.
Yo, man, it's 6'7" from Inselberg. We're back at it again, here with another video. My man Kyrie is still getting blasted. I woke up today to some new demands that they decided to give this man. He's already given an apology on Instagram. I guess he just won't say I'm sorry and get on his hands and knees, and this is what they want from him. But since he ain't do that, they're going to suspend him and give him a whole new list of demands, you know, at least 5 games. So they're planning on doing this for much longer. To be honest, this might be his – we may have literally seen him play his final game in the NBA not too long ago. So they got more smoke for this guy than they got for Jeff Bezos, who actually owns the company that the whole thing is on. The documentary is still making money, still profiting. I mean, it's probably getting more clicks now than it ever did, you know, now that it's been big news from Kyrie Irving. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell, my man Epstein, you know, Brett Favre, who just stole $5 million from Mississippi state welfare recipients, you know, said this is crazy that they're going this far with him. So let's just jump right into it with this post. It looks like Sham Sharania has just put out this tweet not too long ago saying sources, the Nets have delivered Kyrie Irving 6 terms he must complete to return to the team. He must apologize and condemn the movie, donate $500,000 to an anti-hate causes, which he's already done, but they deny the money, sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training, meet with the Anti-Defamation League's Jewish leaders, and meet with Joe Tsai to determine or to demonstrate his new understanding for, I guess, all his new education that he just got. So this is how they're going to treat our mans. I ain't seen no black people stand up and say, hey, this has gone way too far. You know, why are we hunting down on him and Kanye? Because this is just recently Kanye lost all his deals and everything. But now it looks like they just moved on to Kyrie. He's got to be the next one to be expunged from black culture, from speaking out and speaking his mind. You know, the man's literally only put a tweet out from Alex Jones and of this movie. He has not said anything with his own mouth that says harming the Jewish community or inciting hate towards the Jewish community. A man has literally only put out a tweet, and this is what he gets as backlash. And to be fair, NBA is a bunch of hypocrites, man. You see them stand up for all this, oh, Jewish rights and everything, but when it's China, one of their biggest money makers, they don't care. The NBA and Nike choose to stay silent as ends Cantor takes on China. Now, I remember this from a year ago. This has literally only been a year since this has happened. He wore a pair of shoes that said made with slave labor and hypocrites to Nike, for basically who makes these shoes for $15 to $20 a pop, then turns around and sells it for $200, $250. Now, this is also funding these people's careers by giving them sponsorship deals. But, you know, this all sparked because the NBA went over, players from the NBA went over to China and saw the coaches actually physically abusing their young players. And they wanted to speak out about this, but you can't because China's a big market for the NBA. A lot of merchandise is purchased there. They play the games live on TV. And I remember when this went down, every time something like this goes down or someone speaks out, they'll take that player's or that coach's organization off of their streaming services from Tencent. So this is a big deal every time something like this stands out. But like I said, NBA is a bunch of hypocrites, man. And where's the hate for Jeff Bezos? My man Jeff Bezos, the only thing that's been in the recent headlines for Jeff Bezos is the fact that he didn't want to give breaks to his housekeeper who cleaned his dirty house. She's complaining about his dirty house, doing 14-hour shifts, cleaning his big mansions and everything. This is what they chose to put as headlines for my man Jeff Bezos, you know, the second richest man in the world. I guess they can't touch him. Maybe he's in the same little mafia that Kanye and Kyrie are talking about. Maybe he's protected in those ways as well, because it don't seem like none of this smoke is going his way, even though it's his company that's getting all this. And like I said, man, if this is how they're going to treat us and we're not going to stand up whenever something like this happens for us, that's crazy. What can we say about black culture at that point? What do we stand for as a community, as a culture? Where's the Black Lives Matter at this point? You know what I'm saying? So, but look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre, literally.
So that's one of many, 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 many opinions about Kyrie Irving's tweet on a documentary, Hebrews to Negroes. Now, the question we're asking is, how many apologies do we need before we get to peace and harmony in our society, in sports, and that? Well, you can be the answer to that, but I'm going to give you some ideas to think about why people always need apologies for truth that is spoken from one individual. And I want to suggest to you that the reason people are asking for apologies is because they have not healed the wounds from the past. They have not healed the trauma from the past. And there, especially with the Jewish community, we have the word Semite is being used to protect the wounds from the past. If you look up the definition of Semite, I hope all of you have done this by now, because the media is on DEFCON 1 mode. Now, DEFCON 1 mode means nuclear attack. When you look at the military descriptions that Kanye used weeks ago in his tweet that caused this whole uproar of anti-Semitism on steroids, the media are on steroids now. The word anti-Semitic was used to describe what Ye tweeted about DEFCON 3. Now, we're looking at, and get the popcorn out, because this is probably going to be a long drama show, a long reality show coming up. This is just two so far, two men who are being charged with anti-Semitism. And I imagine that they're going to go after some other people, because Shaquille O'Neal, it turns out, showed this movie in one of the theaters that he owned. Ah, what a hypocrite. So we're going to probably see more anti-Semitic weaponry, because this is the weapon of the year. used it for a certain group of people to protect their idea of their trauma coming up over and over again. So if you look up the word Semitic, I have to read this because it's been redefined. This is the traditional dictionary description of the word Semitic, which is being used as a weapon for the benefit of a certain group of people. Now, it says relating to or denoting a family of languages that includes Hebrew, Arabic, and Aramaic, and certain ancient languages such as Phoenician and Akkadian, constituting the main subgroup of the Afro-Asiatic family. Now, this is important because as you see the media over and over again using this weapon of anti-Semitism, you'll know that the definition has been changed. Let me read that again. Semitic means relating to or denoting a family of languages that includes Hebrew, Arabic, Aramaic, and certain ancient languages such as Phoenician and Akkadian, constituting the main subgroup of the Afro, that means African, Asiatic, that means Asian, family. So those are the people originally describing the word Semitic. And it says also relating to peoples who speak Semitic languages, especially Hebrew and Arabic. So when you go to certain resources on the internet, they've redefined Semitic to mean any attacks on the Jewish people, period. That's what we find when we do a little more research on anti-Semitism, that it has, quote, been redefined now. So DEFCON 1, let me go back to DEFCON 1, or DEFCON 3, as Ye used in his now reinterpreted tech or tweet, means defense mode. DEFCON 3, military readiness, defense, standby. That's DEFCON 3. We are now, my brothers and sisters, in DEFCON 1 with the media, which means nuclear attack. And what are they using to attack is anti-Semitism. So I think we're going to be taking a break. Let's see if Naima's ready for, Naima has her hand up. So I'm going to assume she's ready for our first break. When we come back, we want to hear again from others who are speaking about this subject. And the question of the evening is, what is the solution as we are being attacked for speaking what we believe is true? Many of us, again, have studied this for many years, what we believe is true and how the media is using a certain term, anti-Semitic, to do DEFCON 1 on anybody who dares to go against what has been accepted as the traditional anti-Semitism behavior. So, Naima, your mic is open. Whenever you're ready, if you want to play commercials.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Precious body carries a lot of weight, root of all evil, and drives some people out of their minds. Don't sell your soul for the money. That's the instrumental version because I don't want them to be censored on Facebook Live. But the million-dollar slave. You know, formerly, Kanye West said something that irritated people a few years ago when he said slavery was a choice. I think we're beginning to see what he really meant by that when it comes to the current Kyrie Irving situation. Because now Kyrie is faced with staying on the plantation or leaving the plantation. Because they're asking him to do flip, jump, turn around, cartwheel apologies, which I believe, as I said, we're looking at people always needing apologies because they haven't healed the wounds from the past. Let's say slavery, the trauma of slavery. When are we going to get an apology for slavery, you know? From the group of people who are claiming anti-Semitism, who made lots of money off slavery, when are we going to get an apology from them for all the trauma and wounds from slavery? And then when are we going to get an apology for this and that and that? All the trauma and the wounds, people are needing apologies because they're still bringing up the pain and the wounds from those events and traumas. So slavery a choice? Hell yeah, it's a choice. In this instance where you're a $40 million slave, and you should read the book if you want to really get a look at the history of sports and all the millions of dollars that these guys are paid to be slaves, because they sign a contract. That's one of the issues that keeps coming up, is that there's a contract involved. But more than anything, it's money, 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 money involved. And they have a choice. They have a choice. And we're asking again tonight, who are the Semites? That's the question. So we have some callers who want to chime in. Let's see. Naima Latif says we have a couple callers. If you want to go ahead and open up their mic. And then I have a caller here in my studio as well.
Hello, Viera. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Is this 3?
How are you, Viera?
Good. Sounds like Pianchi.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I looked like last time I looked in the mirror.
Go ahead with your comment.
But no, what the this young man done, it wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, okay. You're
and
one
you're
of
absolutely
many,
right.
Many who are starting to support him.
Yes. Yeah, it's what and you're absolutely right, it's the media that's taking this to the umpteenth degree. And what Kanye West said both times was nothing wrong with that either. I know what he meant last portion to what he's most recent incident that he's spoke about and his lyrics and that, because so that's something that's been talked about for a long time. You talk about Semite, anti-Semite. Semitic is languages. It's a language group. Just like you made mention of, except you were just a little bit off. But the ancient languages of the northeast corner of Africa and that area, what was used to call to be Asia Minor. But the language was Berber. It was Hamitic, Cushitic with a K, not a C, because the Ham story is a myth. The Ham story was made up by rabbis, Jewish rabbis at the Council of Jamia in 70 AD. Then you have Cumitic. And you have Arabic. Arabic is an African language, but it's not on the continent, per se. And that's because the people of that area there, they travel. And as far as landmass called Israel, there was no landmass called Israel. That's something that was made up. You can look at old maps of the ancient sea kings. You can even go back and see a map of Ptolemy. And it shows a bubble over the top of it, because that was a known world to them at that time. It wasn't traveling beyond the horizon, because they thought you fell off the earth when they was living under the pretense of flat earth theory. And there's no landmass called that Israel. So, and you write about the history. See, you got two things going on here. You got a religious, and you got a club. The proper name of those who followed the religion was U's, spelled with an I and a U. There was no J's, of course, right? It was U's, and it was Judaism. And actually, Judaism, whose God was Yahweh, was formed by some breakaway Cushites who wanted to do something different. He was a local God of no importance whatsoever. And that belief existed before Christianity and also before Islam, historically. So people don't like to talk about it. And, you know, there's some reference of it in the Bible, and the Bible is not a history book. It's not a history book. It's not a pious tale. It's not for children. It's not theology. It's not Arthur. It's just what it is. But in 2 Kings 19 and 35, it talks about one Cushite, Taharqa, who took soldiers 1,200 miles to what was called Jerusalem, spelled with a Y, not a J, to fight this, the Assyrians, who was led by Sennacherib. So what Kanye West said and what he said about slavery being the choice, he's absolutely right. Now, of course, people here in the United States have their own story and belief. But it didn't begin here. It began someplace else. And where it began, it had to have the complicity of those where it began. And it began long before the people on that continent in those areas ever met a white face. It was just part of society. And when they came and they wanted to also have the opportunity to take on that type of property and set up barracoons or like a used car lot there on the shores, people from the interior brought them what it was that they was looking for. So the people in the interior didn't have to do it. It's done it because it was an economic opportunity. But once again, what Kanye West was said was true. Now, there was some books that I think the Nation of Islam may have printed too. It's called The Secret Relationship Between Black and Jews. And I say Jews, the club, C-L-U-B, group of people who has ambitions of economic gain and capitalism. Wasn't a religion because Sammy Davis Jr. was a Jew, right? He was black as anybody else. Whoopi Goldberg, quite a few others. So that club, after the outlawing of importation of slaves here in the United States in 1808, and any ships that was caught on the open seas by patrols, they was boarded, and if they had slaves on, they was made to turn around. Well, what happened, you had some of these Jewish merchants, business people, start building ships that was pretty fast. It was called a Yankee Clipper. It was built on the East Coast in some places. And, of course, when the patrols seen them, they couldn't catch up with them. They was fast. They outran them. And, therefore, that activity of importation of slaves was able to go on for yet a little while longer. So one of the problems with Irving and West, they just don't know. They only know what they've been taught or what they heard. I mean, that's it. There was no nation called Hebrew land either. That was a language group too. And although people say that, well, it is because that's what it says. Well, those are stories. Now, I usually don't like to get into those arguments, but being that it's your show, you try awful hard to put out good information, which is much the case. But every now and then, all of us need a little fine-tuning. It does
now,
hurt.
Now, let me ask you if you're familiar with the history of the Khazars or the Khazars, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They come out of Western Europe. That's where, you remember Helen... Helen Thomas, the White House correspondent, she died here. Oh, I guess she died just before Obama was elected, or just maybe around the time that Trump got in. I can't remember. But Helen Thomas made a statement. She said, talking about Israel, said, you need to go back to Europe where you came from. And that's what she meant. You also had an Egyptian leader. And I don't think it was Sadat. I believe it was Nasser who made the statement publicly that, well, you left here black and came back white. So
well,
those two statements have a lot of weight.
They do indeed. And that's what the media and the Jewish people are afraid of, that information getting out. But the interesting thing, because Kyrie posted that information on his tweet account, that guy, Dalton, who wrote that book, they say he has earned $1 million in the last week because so many people went and searched out that book or the documentary and purchased it. So the whole point of, I think, me sitting in front of that screen and that getting my attention of this topic and this issue was to help people in America, especially black people, and who don't understand their roots and what this all means in terms of a media presenting anti-Semitism as a weapon to keep you Negroes in line.
Yeah, they do that.
It's a weapon to keep
you. Well, now, you know, here's another.
History.
Yeah, here's another thing, too. Now, when you got blacks and Americans saying, looking back 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years ago and saying that was us, that's just not true neither. You can't. People didn't identify according to skin color. It was more so on culture and also language.
Yeah.
It wasn't had nothing to do with skin color.
Well,
so
you read the
black
Middle
America.
East. Yeah.
Yeah, black Americans is not the people of the Middle East. You may have the same skin color and tones, but you're not. And I'm going to give you a good example. When one group migrate from another group and settle down and stay for hundreds of years, they change. They no longer who they were when they got there, nor where they came from. They changed. The Western Asians, I'm sorry, the Eastern Asians that came across the Bering Strait down along the upper northwest, down along the coast, they were Asians to become Native Americans, Indians. Now, when they got here, you had indigenous people that was here already, the Mayan, Aztecs, and so on, who they fought with.
Aboriginals were here, too.
Well, that was someplace different. But they fought with those people. So when they came here and became Indians, they were no longer Asians after being here for all that period of time. And, of course, humanoids began in Equatorial Africa. That's the only place where you could support life and let it develop somewhat. But the first human is was ape-like. They were not fully developed as we know today, human. And even today, this species is continuing to evolve.
Well, that's
true. Evolving as time goes by.
Yeah, and we've got it. Now, thank you, Pianke, for that history and wisdom from you.
I mute myself and listen.
There is so much that can be researched and studied about the Eastern European peoples who migrated and converted to Yahuda. I would say Yahuda is the tribal affiliation where people got the word Judaism. But Naima has another caller, and if you want to go ahead and open up the mic, we'll take the next caller. But the whole issue around Kyrie's tweet is that we need to learn about the truth of especially Semitic languages and why is the media using anti-Semitism as a DEFCON attack on steroids. So Naima, we have another caller.
I don't know if they took themselves out of the queue. 910, did you still want to speak? If so, press 1 again, or I'll open the mic, see if they still. Area code 910, did you still have a comment? Area code 910. No, I think they maybe not be able to speak right now. But there's one thing I wanted to mention, though.
Yes, go ahead.
You asked about the Khazars, and we mentioned that, we actually explained that in detail in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, and I can share that with you if you like, just the whole history of how the people from Eastern Europe came to identify themselves as Jewish people, and the fact that that happened at a specific period in time that really let me see if I can find that. But anyway, give me a minute. Let me find it in the book. And in the meanwhile,
I have the year 740. I have the year 740. I think it's 740 AD that the conversion to Hebraic traditions took place by the Khazar, somewhere in there. There's a lot of, there's a book, first of all, there's a book written about Khazars, and there's lots of videos on YouTube about Khazar. So my people perish for lack of knowledge is what's going to happen if we don't understand what has taken place and why we are today military position of attack by the media regarding anti-Semitism. They're going to use this term to cancel, to destroy, to do whatever the Khazars used to do. Because when you look at the history of the Khazars, they were a ruthless, violent group of people who came in and took over the Middle Eastern area that's currently known as Palestine, or as Priyanki pointed out, it wasn't Israel. That area is more titled Palestine. And these Khazars are the Eastern European group that came in and took over. So we need to know the truth so that when people like Kyrie and Ye tweet or come up with these statements, that we're not in a debate, because the problem right now is Kyrie and Ye have been criticized and attacked by the media when their truth is what is needed to be heard right now. So I'm going to go to another caller.
Well,
oh, go ahead. Are you ready?
In fact, what Naima said was correct, and you are too. They came into that area around, I guess you could say, 740 AD.
Yeah, exactly.
And they weren't from that area. And,
right.
And through their military conquest, fighting, yep, and so forth, they've done what they've done. See, they never would have done it when Egypt was at its height, because Egypt ruled what we call the known world. And there's two separate. You got Lower Egypt, which is Egypt, and you got Upper, which is Northern Sudan. That's where,
yep,
all the leaders came from, Northern Sudan. What people call,
right,
pharaohs, they wasn't called pharaohs. They was called sultans, S-U-T-E-N-S.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's true. That's true. I was watching a video earlier today about the Khazars, and they had so many battles that they were in Europe, in Eastern Europe, that they were moving across the land and in battles with the communities. In fact, one community built a wall to protect themselves from the Khazars. And there's just a long history of the battles that these people generated or were involved in trying to take over other people's land. So if you know this history, as I've known for many years, then you understand why we are under attack by the same group of people, the media, and claiming that we're then charging everybody with anti-Semitism, which is no such thing. As Kyrie and Ye keep saying, I can't be an anti-Semitic person because I would be attacking myself more than attacking you, because the people of the Middle East were darker skinned. That's what I agree with Priyanki, that they're not necessarily the black people of America that were back then, but you can be sure the people in that region had darker skin in the Palestine area versus the paler skin, the Caucasoid people who came in and invaded and then converted to that religion.
Yeah.
So
and you know another thing too, real quick, another thing. This is what the protest should be about.
Yes.
The protest and getting to the street should be major. You got idiots like, you got ignorant companies like Goodwill, who's supposed to collect clothes for,
right,
low class, low economic status people, and saying they're not going to take anything from Kanye West because of this. There should be some massive protests against stuff like that. And what they should say, well, if you're not going to take Kanye's used stuff, then I'm coming back and get mine, taking it off those racks. Because mine is too good for you too. And the media and all, I mean, you know, during the Million Man March back in 1995,
yeah,
it was Abraham Foxman of the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, always something about anti, who sent messages out to American black preachers saying, don't send your congregation to Washington for the Million Man March. Now, is that not racist? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's true. And we've got a, Naima, I've got another caller, but I see it's time for another break. If you want to make your comment and then take us to the break, and then I'll come back to 706-202. You're next after the break.
Yeah, well, I'll take a break, and then I'll give you a minute to try to find this quote in the book here.
Okay.
And when we come back, maybe I'll have it. So
all right.
Be right. Alrighty.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And we're back. Naima, did you have a comment about your book?
Yes, I found it. Yes, I found it. It is on page 97 of the book, slavery, the African American psychic trauma. I'm getting the lights on and my glasses on. And it says, Europe becomes religious battleground. As the barbarous pagan tribes in North and East Europe engaged in bloody warfare throughout the 7th through 12th centuries, the Church of Rome and the rising Islamic forces were battling to gain supremacy in the land. The outcome of their struggles was an unexpected massive religious conversion, which confuses many historians to this day. According to the book, The 13th Tribe, by Arthur Koestler, European Jews first appeared in about 700 Christian era. The people of Eastern Europe, known as Khazars, lived between the Caucasus and the Volga, the area which is now Poland, Hungary, and Czechoslovakia. They are described as white complexions with blue eyes and flowing reddish hair. They occupied a strategic position at the gateway between the Black Sea and the Caspian during a time of rising invasions from the barbarian tribes of the north, the Bulgars, Magyars, Pechenegs, the Vikings, and the Russians, and advancing Arab armies from the east. The Christians diligently sought to convert the Khazars to Christianity, and the Muslims sought to convert them to Islam, both for politically strategic reasons. Koestler explains, at the beginning of the 8th century, the world was polarized between the two superpowers representing Christianity and Islam. Their ideological doctrines were welded to power politics pursued by the propaganda, subversion, and military conquest. The Khazar Empire represented a third force, which had proved equal to either of them, both as an adversary and an ally. But it could only maintain its independence by accepting neither Christianity nor Islam, for either choice would have automatically subordinated it to the authority of the Roman Emperor or the Caliph of Baghdad. That's from page 59 of the book. According to Koestler, the Khazars had been exposed somewhat to the Jewish faith by Hebrew refugees who had fled to Eastern Europe to escape religious persecution under the Emperor Romanus. The Khazar king sought to remain a politically neutral force between the Christians and the Muslims. According to Arab and Hebrew records, after consulting with a Jewish scholar, the king realized that Judaism was a religion which was respected by both Christians and Muslims. As Jews, he reasoned, the Khazars would not be considered pagans and barbarians, as were the other Eastern European tribes, but would be regarded as people of the Holy Scriptures. Around 740 CE, the Khazar king, his court, and the military ruling class embraced the Jewish faith, and Judaism became the state religion of the Khazars. Nearly two centuries later, a Jewish heritage had become well entrenched in the Khazar culture. Koestler relates that in 929, Hazdai ibn Shefrut, the chief minister of the Caliph of Cordoba, discovered that a Jewish kingdom existed in Eastern Europe. Hazdai wrote to the Khazar king of the time, King Joseph, to inquire as to which of the lost tribes of Israel they belonged. Joseph sent a letter in reply. Koestler notes, though a fierce Jewish nationalist, proud of Judah, he cannot and does not claim for them Semitic descent. He traces their ancestry not to Shem, but to Noah's third son, Japheth, or more precisely, to Japheth's grandson, Togarmah, the ancestor of all Turkish tribes. We have found in the family registers of our fathers, Joseph asserts boldly, that Togarmah had 10 sons, and the names of their offspring are as follows: Vigar, Dursu, Avars, Huns, Vasili, Tarniak, Khazars, Zagora, Bulgars, Sabir. We are the sons of Khazar, the seventh. And that's from page 72. So now a clarification can be made. The Hebrews were a race of people who had settled in a certain part of Northeast Africa. Judaism is a religion founded by Moses, a Hebrew, which espoused monotheism and refuted the many pagan practices in Egypt at the time. Many Europeans are Jews, but the Hebrews of the Bible are Africans.
And you know,
the white Jews who were
I was going to say the modern. Go ahead.
One last thing. The white Jews who were victims of Hitler's policy of Jewish exterminism from Europe and who are claiming rights to present-day Israel are in fact descendants from those earlier European converts. They are not the Hebrews of the Bible.
And if you talk to modern...
You know another thing.
Modern, let me just say this. When you talk to modern-day Jews, they don't have a clue about that history, Naima, or the history of the Khazar, the Ashkenazi. They have accepted the traditions of their parents and their grandparents, not knowing anything about what you just read. And so that's why it's important today, as Bianchi's pointing out, and we need to know, to protest any reference to anti-Semitism as an attack on people like Kyrie and Kanye, who are speaking the truth about, more truth about this part of the history of Middle East and Americans, particularly dark-skinned Americans. The whole intention of this show is to gain in our knowledge about the history of the Khazars and the Ashkenazis and stop the media, resist the media from using anti-Semitism as an attack to cancel and to destroy people's lives. So let me go to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me go to... I'll keep your mic open, but let me... I had another caller. Let's see. Kwame, did you have a comment or you want to hold off? He may have left. Okay, I'll come back to him when he's ready. He put his hand down. So we've got 773-450. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Shalom. Greetings.
Greetings. What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, the show is interesting to me. The initial title of it is... What about apologies that are needed before peace and harmony? But, you know, it's an interesting proposition because when you're talking about a human being, if somebody makes a mistake, they use that totally against you forever. It's like a blackmail move. If you ever make a mistake, then you'll forever have to pay for it. When, in fact, most people always make mistakes and you just forgive them and move on. But... if you're not going to do that as in society, then that's pretty normal. The other piece is this. When you start telling the truth in a society that's set up traditionally the way that it is, you're going to expect that you should get some pushback. Because the truth that you should tell, sometimes it's good to tell the truth, but then sometimes it's better just to keep your mouth and not tell people a lot of things, especially when you know they're going to take it the wrong way. But you take that risk. You feel you have to tell the truth. You're not going to be authentic by not being yourself and telling the truth. And you do that. So if Kanye's lost lots of contracts because he's done that, I'm sure he's not concerned about it. So all I would say is, how does all of this affect our lives? What difference does it make if you're black, Jewish, or not? Are you successful in your life? Do you have a connection with the Most High? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know how you fit in with other peoples of different faiths, religions, and everything else?
Well, here's the issue. Okay, so that's a good question. But here's the issue. We're in a spiritual battle. The media is using anti-Semitism as a DEFCON 1 nuclear attack on anybody who interferes with the agenda of the Jewish media and any other Jewish people who have an evil agenda. So here's the deal. If you want to sit back, just watch Netflix and do your thing, that's fine. But some of us have been put in positions at a bar to watch the debate and be reminded that you have to participate in this battle by promoting truth. More truth than nothing but the truth. That's what I'm here for. So we are going to continue on the female solution to bring solutions to not just problems like this, but as Naima has written a book about it, She's fully aware of the issue and the history of it. Pianki's pointing out the history. So we all should become more knowledgeable these days when we see the media using DEFCON 1 nuclear attack on anybody who speaks the truth about something that needs to come out. Because they're going to be next. You're next. I'm next. Anybody who speaks the truth and who threatens the media's position is going to be attacked. So that's why we have to be knowledgeable if we're going to help our Jewish brothers and sisters come out of the deception that they've been in, even with their own families. There's so many people, average person who has been practicing Judaism as a religion, as their faith, they'll have a clue about the history of the Khazars who were very violent and very aggressive in their takeover of Palestine. And even today, you've got Israel committing the worst crimes against the Palestinian people. And so here in America, we have a choice. We have a choice to go along with the media and accept their renewed definition, I might add, of Semitic. And for those of you who weren't here earlier, the word Semitic means relating to or denoting a family of languages that includes Hebrew, Arabic, and Aramaic, and certain ancient languages such as Phoenician and Akkadian, and constituting the main subgroup of the Afro-Asiatic family. Now, if you don't have that knowledge, you're not going to be able to debate anybody who comes to you, oh, that's anti-Semitic. No, honey, let me educate you. That's what our mission is, to educate the ignorant against the lies and the attacks of the media. Go ahead.
You know, another thing, too, actually Hebrew means, the name is Haribu. Haribu, which means crossed over, the crossing over of what? The Tigris and Euphrates River. But the thing is this, is that people like Irving and people like West should not have to wage these battles. They should have groups that come to their defense, just like you got the ADL and the other anti-definition leagues. They should not have to be. That's one thing I noticed about blacks in America. They leaders teach them, nurture them, and I be damned. They leaders have to go out and fight their own battles, and everybody else is sitting back on their haunches watching. The 13 tribes, those 12 tribes are nothing more than zodiac symbols. That's all they are. When you talk about Reuben, you're talking about Aquarius. When you're talking about Judah and Simeon, you're talking about Leo and Gemini. And they are based off of those 12 deities, 12 zodiac symbols, and they wasn't zodiac, that come out of ancient Egypt. Aries, there is Amen. You had the lion face, Atum, with Leo. You had Heru of the two crocodiles, Pisces, all those basics that they use in all religion. It comes out of ancient Egypt. Why is that? Because they started it. And nobody goes back and try to create something that's thousands of years before them. They usually build off of it. And that's what you have. They built off of it. You want to know the origin, where it came from? Go back to ancient Egypt. You want to know where that came from? Then head on down into the Sudan. Well, much of that stuff still exists today. Not as great as it is up in Egypt, but a lot of it exists today.
Okay, here's another truth. Those zodiac signs are actually cosmic order of stars and planets. So the Egyptians were reading the signs in the sky. The Egyptians knew how to read the zodiac. And Kwame's back, so I'm going to open up his mic. The Egyptians knew how to read all those planetary star alignments, those are the 12 tribes of Israel. They're actually planetary alignments and star alignments. So we have a lot of studying to do so that we can come against the attacks of the media, the anti-Semitic bomb media, and teach people the truth about who they are. So 12 tribes, 12 planetary alignments, 12 zodiacs, they're all about, and then guess what? That translates to your own human body. The 12 tribes are inside of us, the 12 planets, because we are a microcosm of the universe. So Kwame Sun Horus, welcome. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Beata, and assalamu alaikum to Naima and Bianchi. Yeah, and you dropped some jewels down there today. I was afraid to step in here because I said, man, scholarship has got to be the word of the night. But what we're speaking on is truth. And the part that we have, we each have a part of it. And if you're looking at an excellent showing of what the Kemetic people knew about is Dr. Charles Finch, and he has an excellent YouTube called, he's an Egyptologist, also taught at the School of Medicine at Morehouse, and he has an excellent called Heaven's Wheel, and he talks about all the way up until Obama and the alignment that's happening right now with the star, the North Star, moving out is Draco's, is moving in is Cepheus and Andromeda and Cassiopeia. And so these are the things in which we had in the Temple of Dendera. But what we're going back to the Jews, and you even go into biblically, and the part where you were speaking to is that when Abraham was sent from Ur with his two Ethiopian wives, where was he sent to? He was sent to Kemet. And when he came into Kemet, he didn't have the Torah or the knowledge of circumcision and the thing. But when he left, he had all three. The part right. that we're seeing is that they're copying our story. But yes. What even happens here in this country, you know, we're looking at this whole thing about the slave and the slave. But how many people have heard of Ulysses S. Grant, General Order Number 11? That was during the Civil War in 1862, I believe it was, 1863, when he gave the order to imprison, arrest, and to kick out of most places that the Civil War was going on because the Jews were coming in and buying up the cotton crops and sending them off to create what was coming to be the industrial age. Because you look at something. After the Civil War, the industrial age kicked off, and what was the main main money source of that? Textiles made from the cotton. And who were the ones in most New York cities and places, the tailors and the people that were making the garments that were adorning people were the Jews. And so we're looking at, even when you go back, and I think Bianchi talked about the three-volume set that the Nation of Islam put out, and they use Jewish scholars and their libraries to confirm the knowledge in which they put in that three-volume set. But there's also a book by Saul Freeman called Jews and the American Slave Trade. Very good book that tells you in depth what has been verified when the millionaires was funding Hitler, when he was campaigning to do it, to take over Germany, they were supplying it, even to the point where Frances Cress Welsom put in the ISIS papers, and she spoke on it many times, but a lot of us wouldn't admit. Semite means half black, half white. That's all it means, half black and half white. It does not mean the religion. It means a person that's been mixed, just like we have mixed here. We have colored mulattoes, Octoroon. This is what they were doing when they were saying Semite, because that was the mixture. And then when Hitler decided he wanted to get rid of, to create that race again of blue-eyed, blonde hair, he started getting rid of those mixed black and white Semites. So what we're seeing now is a circle of life. And what we're now having is that we're back in the Milky Way galaxy where we were 26,000 years ago, and we're in alignment because Tuesday will be the blood moon eclipse. I think it was 2014, 2015 when the Jewish celebrated the three blood moons of their teachings from their religion that was supposed to open the gateway for them to be coming back into power. But if you also look at the Catholic Church came here in 2015, and the Jesuits Pope came and spoke in Washington, also re-implemented the new papal bull in order to keep this trade going, because it has never stopped. The part that we're arguing and looking at it, yeah, these contracts are nothing but manumission papers with money, because money stands for my own natural energy yield. Your energy is yielding these people of another color, melanemic people, allowing them to keep control, because this is now their control of media. And so they have every avenue of just about light coming into our homes and into our minds and hearts if we allow it to be taken over. So we have to make some change, and change begins within, and is coming back to the mother and overstanding as above, so below, and you coming back to nature, because you live in these, you are banned communities, which the word ghetto comes from the, from what they lived in Europe. So we've got to look at these stories. Yes, we can have that foundation, and there's an excellent, they're doing a great thing about CRT and about slavery being not taught in schools. And Yale has put on a whole conference. It was for this weekend. It was 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that this conference, you can go on YouTube and watch it, on the slavery. And this is what teachers are fighting now, to try to get these things that's on those shelves, because even Harvard, when they wrote the book, they wrote a book, and the guy researched all the textbooks from 1830s up to 1980. And all of these textbooks were taken, 3,000 books were taken and put in a warehouse, because they did not want them to be able to reference what they had been putting in our history books, teaching our children.
And yeah, and absolutely. It's, you said Tuesday is the new a blue moon or red moon? What is
no,
it?
No, the blood moon. Tuesday
blood moon.
Is the eclipse, and the blood moon will be on Tuesday, the same day as the election. They're doing a ritual. November the 8th is the eclipse, the blood moon in Taurus, that will be on Tuesday. And that is the day of the election. They're using our alchemy, our geomancy, and our science to do and keep themselves in power. But if we don't turn around and tap into our spiritual warfare, the children of two shields, the native and the red and the black here in Turtle Island, have come back together, because we fought with the shield. The red fought with the shield, and we fought. The part that we're having to use, the second shield, is that armament, that breastplate of spiritual armament. This is what we have to use, because you have them talking about pumas and all of these. Why you want to insulate yourself from the electrical current of the earth wearing gym shoes?
That's it makes me think of all the fashion that Ye is creating, that is going to supposedly allow us to have, you know, a better life or live more naturally. That, you know, that's one of his visions, is to create clothing and footwear that gives us that connection to earth. So it'll be interesting
leather.
To see if not leather, but
three things. Yeah, but the three things that started this industry is the same three things right now today that is keeping us in it. Number one was rum. Rum,
yeah,
was an alcohol and is a drug. So they just added other more drugs into that barrel of rum. Number was guns. We see the black-on-black crime and the things that's going on in our community. And number three is cloth. So I gave you the part where the Jews were taking over the cotton industry, the textile industry, and they are still making designer and clothes in that industry.
Yeah, so we have to be, no, we don't have to. We can be very aware and informed these days of what people are doing to take us away from nature and what people are doing to bring us closer to nature. And it's up to us to make the changes that are needed and be on DEFCON 3 mode, which is standby readiness for all the foolishness, for all the propaganda, and for all the attacks that are out there waiting and being prepared and planned. So, Naima, if you're ready, I see where it's time for our last group of commercials. So thank you, Kwame. Let's see. Thank you, Kwame. I'm sorry, I'm opening. Naima, your mic is open.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And tomorrow, please join our sister Zelda on Monday Morning Mindfulness, where she'll be talking about, are you living consciously or subconsciously and how it affects you? Such a relevant topic for these times that we're in. And I have to say, even today, as I checked on YouTube, there are people coming out, professional men especially, coming out to support Kyrie and Ye. Here's one quick comment by Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, for those of you who don't know, is one of the, what is considered the fighter of the decade. He's a boxing man, undefeated, had several undefeated boxing matches. And here's what he has to say.
Kyrie, what's up? I know you're going through a lot. We had a chance to hang out in 2016 when you represented America, when you represented the red, white, and blue. You only want to be treated fair. I was going to post something on one of my social media pages, but I decided to do it the old school way and read it out to you because you're a great person, great father, great athlete, and you believe what you believe. America is the land of the free. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom to choose. Never be controlled by money. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices, and an enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage many others to stand up and say enough is enough. Respect to you, Kyrie, and power to the people.
Now, for those of you who don't know Kyrie's history, he's had a long, he's only 30 years old. And this man has set quite a few records, and he's believed to be one of the best ball handlers ever is what one of the quotes I heard. So he has a lot of talent and skills behind him and experience. And he's just a courageous individual like Ye. And why is it that so many people are not supporting him? But I think that's shifting. I think it's shifting as more and more people are reading this Hebrews to Negroes book or seeing the documentary. I understand it's like a 3-hour documentary. And one man said he only got through 75 minutes of it, and he thought it was boring. So who knows? But from what I've heard, read, and understand, this guy, the Dalton, Mr. Dalton, who wrote this Hebrews to Negroes, has made over $1 million in just the past couple of weeks since Kyrie tweeted it out. But now Amazon, I understand, is under pressure to remove it from their platform. Now, why would that be? Well, it just turns out that the NFL and Amazon are in negotiations to develop a multi-million-dollar contract to stream NFL on Amazon. Who would have thought? Ah, so any questions about why is Jeff Bezos supporting the book or holding the book? It's now coming to light. Ah, this is just a great season for the universe to reveal all evil, deception, and corruption. So we can applaud the events taking place right now with the media, with Kyrie, with Kanye, with all these people who are courageous enough to speak their truth, because this is the season to reveal evil in big ways, in small ways, and the media is just falling right into the trap. Because just as Ye has come out and proclaimed, you know, all this evil, the red, he puts up a red chart about how many certain group own certain media, media and so forth, so that we are being revealing, we are observing and witnessing the revelations, and the observations are being made that all the evil that these organizations, the media in particular and other organizations, is coming out into the open. And I'm saying to those of you who are mature and have a conscious mind, it's time for us to stop playing the victim. It's time for us to stop reacting. Stop reacting to the attacks by people, the words of people. You've got, here's something that was said, that they want Kyrie to proclaim that I'm sorry for the people I hurt. Same thing with Ye. I want you to say I'm sorry for the people I hurt. And over again, LeBron, in fact, saying he caused some harm. He's causing harm to people. Well, I don't see him out there with a gun or a knife or any weapons other than truth. See, the weapon of truth is what is being triggering and causing harm. Harm and harm oni. I'm looking at the word harm oni. Oh, my goodness. I just realized that word harmony, the breakup of harm oni. There's something got to be something about harm and on y, O-N-Y, that is a key to all the harm and the hurt that people are feeling. The only way we're going to get to harmony from get to peace and harmony is to feel and ask, why do I feel harm? Why do I feel hurt? There you go. How many apologies do we need before we get to peace and harmony? We need no apologies. We just need to go inside. Go inside and ask ourselves, why do I feel harm? Because people say he's causing harm. LeBron or Kyrie's causing harm. Ye is causing harm. No, they're hurting people because of the truth is triggering all those emotions that they've stuffed about the Holocaust, for instance. The Holocaust is full of misinformation about what Hitler was all about and why he did what he did. And yes, lots of people died, but then lots of people died in slavery as well. And here's the issue that has come up over and over again is the number of babies that are being aborted in the black community. The number of people, black men who are in prison because of the wrongful trials and accusations. So the harm, who's apologizing for the number of black men in prisons and the number of babies that have been aborted because of the promotion of Planned Parenthood? The Holocaust is still alive and well today, only it's affecting a different species, mainly babies in the womb, and affecting, now we can even look at the injections that they put in humans' bodies in the last 2 or 3 years for a virus. So we're still looking at harm and hurt. The question we need to ask is, who should apologize and how do we overcome the harm and reach harmony? And I want us to just spend some time in meditation to think about those questions. Why are we still feeling hurt over events that took place many hundred years ago? It's because of the memory of those events, not because we're actually in those events. But realistically, when the media is complaining that it's anti-Semitic, they're stirring up the memories, creating more harm, creating more hurt, and then attack mode, cancel, shut them down. We want truth to create any, we don't want to create harm and bad feelings. But the only way we're going to get to harmony is to deal with the thoughts and the energy of, quote, harm and hurt. So let us just take a minute to meditate on those idea of a solution to the apologies, the solution to the harmful events in our mind, the solution to the hurt that we feel every time someone speaks truth that is very uncomfortable. We want to help our brothers and sisters who are still in reactive mode to reach harmony. Feel the harm, feel the hurt, and ask yourself, why am I still being triggered by these memories and these events in my past. Can we get to peace and harmony? Yes, we can. But we have to stop apologizing so much and have conversations about the truth that we have not heard in hundreds of years even. So let us just take a moment to breathe in and out and ask ourselves, number one, do we feel harm and hurt when people speak truth to us? And how can we help our brothers and sisters who are conscious to come out of the harm into harmony and heal their past memories with truth? Breathing in and out to this truthful statement about how we are born of water. In and out breath.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am.
Breathe in truth, breathe in light, and one more meditation music, earth my body.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath, and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath, and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me.
carry fistfuls of leaves. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home. Carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. And my grandchildren are here, the rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. Quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
And let us breathe in together, truth. Earth, my body, and fire, my spirit, and exhale. And we are moving into a new moon, a new season. And we have some comments from Facebook. Our sister Zelda says, mentally enslaved will always defend their indoctrination. And so we are really, actually, we're really blessed to be able to observe the mentally enslaved and present to those who are in our environment, our midst, the truth. And that's what I bring you and the host of the Female Solution bring you each week is truth about what we're going through. And Naima says that I think if people are concerned about what is said about Semites, Africans, Europeans, and the historical origins of the Jews or any people, that we can simply take a DNA test. That is such a readily available solution these days. DNA tests can give you such information that can bring you the peace and harmony that we are all seeking today. And so I want to say also that as we continue to observe the truth being spoken and the attempts by the media to cancel, we can come back to this show and present this to people who are questioning what's the right thing to do and continue to resist those who want to say that they're harmed, that someone's being harmed or someone's being hurt. And as Kanye, both Ye and Kyrie are saying, they cannot be anti-Semitic if you know who you are. And that's the big statement for the week, is that I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. And both Kanye and Kyrie have been making that proclamation over the last couple of days. So any questions, you have any comments, last comments or questions, you can post them here on Facebook. I don't see any new comments. I want to thank you all for joining me this evening. And let's just try and be truth, speak truth and share what you know with those who are using weapons to create confusion or debates or to stir up division and fear. That's what we're getting these days from the media, is division and fear mongering. And it's our job, those of us who are conscious and walking in truth, to come against that with knowledge and information that can help others to understand where we are in this transition to a fourth dimension, fifth dimension reality, where there is peace and harmony. So we don't necessarily need more apologies, but we do need to walk in truth and love and wisdom. So I pray that will be your activity for the rest of the week, walking in truth and love and coming against any form of anti-Semitic energy or statements with truth and knowledge. So everybody have a good week, and we'll see you tomorrow on Monday Morning Mindfulness.
To the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. Thank to our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.